Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
What you bossy, man? Wagwan, my general. So, I'm Mr. Stewart, me fi start calling now, eh?
Just cool, man. Your time soon come.
True, but 31 not too far from 40, but at least me hang on panda calendar there still.
You go on, Bridging, not by much.
So wait, like you turn 40 now, you know what that mean?
Well, where I come with now, Bridging? Well, grey year, back pain, where I come with?
Well, yeah, but you know that little test there?
Well, it's something all we have to do in our team, whether we like it or not, because prostate cancer is not a joke thing.
True still, but you know, Fred, I think I could do it, you know. No 2-1, them kind of searching there still.
Yeah, but which one you'd rather? The little search up a year time, or one day the doctor tell you say you have prostate cancer and them can't help you?
What? Are you so old and wise? You turn 40 and get smarty.
Boy, oh boy, I keep me tired for telling you to stick to your day job, you know, because that comedy thing there, enough for you.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at prostate cancer. The prostate gland found only in men is one of a group of glands whose secretions nourish sperm after ejaculation. It's about the size of a lime and is located at the neck of the bladder where it surrounds the urethra, the tube which urine passes through from the bladder. Prostate cancer occurs when cells in the prostate divide and multiply without natural control, leading to an enlargement of the prostate. This enlargement caused by prostate cancer is different from the natural enlargement that happens with age. Urologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. William Akin, says there are only three established risk factors for prostate cancer.
Increasing age, it's extremely rare below the age of 40, but with each successive decade after 40, it becomes increasingly common. Family history. If you don't have a family history of prostate cancer, you cannot take comfort in this, because only 10% of prostate cancers you can identify a family history. The other established risk factor is African descent. Persons of African descent are at the highest risk of prostate cancer.
These risk factors are the non-modifiable risk factors. The other risk factors include obesity, diets rich in red meat, animal fat, dairy products, and processed meat. Dr. Akin says, because prostate cancer is seen as an old man's disease, men tend to delay early screening.
Some people may have the attitude that, you know, this is an old man disease and, you know, we don't need to do a lot about it. The fact is that our population is aging. It is aging rapidly. You don't want to have a dismissive attitude towards prostate cancer. And as I said earlier, especially in Jamaica, it's not just a disease of older men. Men in their 40s and 50s do get prostate cancer. And the unfortunate thing about it, when they do, it tends to run a more aggressive course.
He also says that early prostate cancer doesn't cause any symptoms. And as such, it's important for the prostate to be checked. Symptoms of prostate cancer include painful urination, weak or interrupted flow, hesitancy, urinary frequency often at night, and difficulty starting or stopping urine. Other symptoms include pain in the lower back, groin between the scrotum and rectum, or upper thighs, loss of erection and constipation or altered habits. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer found in men in Jamaica, and though family history is a factor, the majority of prostate cancer patients cannot identify another in their family with the disease. Therefore, annual prostate cancer screening is highly recommended for men in their 40s and older. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week, where we bring you part two of our two-part look at prostate cancer. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.